Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. On today's show, I actually have five returning guests. They are all students at Honesdale High School here in Honesdale, and they are part of the Health Occupation Program. And truly, I can't be more than proud. I work with more Becca Parks in the program, but also all of these young ladies that are here today to record this show, to bring awareness, to bring information to our community. And we're going to get to that in a couple of seconds. So ladies, thank you so much for being here today. We're just going to go around the room and they're going to introduce themselves. So Olivia.
Hi, I'm Olivia Dutton.
I'm Caitlin Brescia.
I'm Bridget Murray.
I'm Maddie Decker.
I'm Abby Case.
So again, thank you ladies so much for joining us today. And we are going to talk about a great event that is coming up, and it is a Turkey Trot 5K, but what's so special is the proceeds are going to go to a very, very special organization, and these ladies are going to talk about it today. So, but before we begin, Olivia, do you want to talk a little bit about what is HOSA?
Of course. If you're not familiar with HOSA, HOSA Future Health Professionals is a student-led organization for anyone interested in a career in healthcare. It gives members the chance to build leadership and teamwork skills, explore different medical fields, and compete in health-related events. HOSA also emphasizes community service and helps students prepare for future success in the medical world. This is the second year our team has competed in HOSA's community awareness event. Last year, our team focused on spreading awareness about the importance of seatbelts. This year, we have decided to focus on raising awareness about rare genetic diseases. Our main inspiration comes from our HOSA advisor, Rebecca Park, whose son, Brody Park, has Lesch-Nyhan disease. Brody is the sweetest person you will ever meet, and his story motivated us to shed light on one of the many diseases that receives very little attention or research. In fact, about 95% of rare genetic diseases, including Lesch-Nyhan syndrome, have little to no effective treatments, highlighting a serious shortage of research and funding. Another reason we chose this topic is because only about 8% of people in Pennsylvania live with rare genetic diseases. Yet in 2024, only around $1 million was spent on research for these conditions. Through this project, we hope to spread as much awareness as possible about rare genetic diseases, inspire more research and support for those affected.
Great. Thank you so much, Olivia. And so again, very excited to bring you more information. Caitlin, do you want to talk about the event that's coming up?
Yes, of course. So on top of what Olivia said, we are so excited to share that we'll be hosting a 5K runner walk at the Honesdale Track Complex on Sunday, November 23rd. This is a community event open to everyone, students, teachers, families, and anyone who wants to come out and support a great cause. Registration will open at 10 a.m. and the race will officially kick off at 11 a.m. Please keep in mind that registration will be cash only. The cost is $12 for participants ages 12 and up, and $10 for anyone under 12 years old. We are hosting this 5K in support of Brody Park, who has Lesch-Nyhan syndrome, a very rare genetic disorder. Olivia talked about Brody and his story, and it really inspired us to do something to help raise awareness and funds to support him and others who are affected by rare diseases. Brody is such a strong and positive person, and we want to do everything we can to show him and his family that the community is behind them. All proceeds from this event will go directly to the Orphan Disease Center at the University of Pennsylvania, which focuses on research and developing treatments for rare diseases. By participating, you're not just running a 5K, you're helping make a real difference for people like Brody and for families all over the world who are affected by conditions that they don't always get the attention or funding they deserve. We also love to see as many people as possible come out to run, walk, or even just cheer from the sidelines. It's a great way to spend a Sunday morning getting active, spending time with friends and family, and supporting an important cause. Plus, it's a chance for our school and community to come together to do something meaningful. So spread the word, bring your friends, and join us for a great day at the Honesdale Track Complex. Let's show Brody and his family how much love and support our community has to offer and help raise awareness for Lesch-Nyhan syndrome and other rare diseases. Every step we take together makes a difference.
And it certainly does, Caitlin. So thank you so much for that. And now we have Bridget, and you're going to talk a little bit more about what's going to be available the day of the event, right?
Yes. So to follow with what Caitlin said, we will be handing out race bibs for each runner and medals for the top three runners of each age division. Depending on the number of runners, we'll have divisions for kids, teenagers, and adults. To help raise a little bit more money, we'll be hosting a bake sale with homemade items from our HOSA group and a concession stand. There will also be some fun activities and competitions to do before and throughout the race, like a costume competition. The most festive and best-dressed runner will get a $25 Dunkin' gift card, so make it fun and dress up. We will also have a face painting table that comes with fun swag and accessories for the little kids.
Great. And again, get those outfits ready. They have plenty of time to plan that, right?
Yes.
That sounds like so much fun. And so, Maddie, do you want to talk about where all of these funds are going to go and who is going to benefit?
This year, our organization is proud to partner with the Orphan Disease Center to raise awareness and support individuals affected by rare genetic diseases. All of our funds we raise will go directly towards advancing research to find effective treatments and ultimate cures for these conditions. The Orphan Disease Center, located at the University of Pennsylvania, continues to make a tremendous impact through its efforts. Earlier this year, on June 14th, the center hosted its 12th annual Million Dollar Bike Ride, an inspiring event that brings together more than 600 cyclists and volunteers each year. Participants ride routes of 10, 32, 50, or 72 miles, beginning at Penn's campus and stretching throughout the greater Philadelphia area. Over the past 11 years, this incredible event has raised more than $22 million to fund groundbreaking research of rare diseases. To contribute to this important cause, we are hosting our own 5K turkey trot on November 23rd. All process from this event will be donated directly to the Orphan Disease Center to help continue their vital work. We hope our community will come together to support these efforts, whether by running, volunteering, or donating.
Mm-hmm. That is so great. You know what I love to hear about? I always do these shows and I get more information. So I love to hear about that bike ride that they have in June. I love to bike ride. And I always look for these events to do. And what a great cause, right? To support these organizations, especially the Orphan Disease Center. So Abby, you're next. Can you tell us a little bit about how to get more information, your Instagram account, and things like that?
One of the main ways our team works to spread awareness about rare genetic diseases is through our social media platforms, especially Instagram and TikTok. On our Instagram page, we post a variety of informational content that helps educate people about different conditions while also highlighting the personal stories behind them. Our posts include fun facts, myth-busting infographics, and features on real individuals who live with rare genetic diseases. Personally, my favorite posts are the ones that spotlight these amazing people and their stories. For example, we feature Brody Park, who has Lesch-Nyhan syndrome, a condition Olivia talked about earlier, as well as Bo Branning, who lives with Kleefstra syndrome. These highlights not only help us learn more about each disorder, but also remind us that there are real people and families behind every diagnosis. It's inspiring to see how strong people and how strong and positive they are, even when facing such difficult challenges. If you want to learn more about Brody, Bo, and many others, be sure to check out and follow our Instagram page at community_awareness and all lowercase. We also have a TikTok account under the same username, where we take a slightly more lighthearted approach. Our TikToks are fun, creative, and sometimes a little silly, but they always have the same goal, to spread awareness about rare genetic diseases in a way that's engaging and easy to understand. By combining education with social media, we hope to make learning about rare genetic diseases more accessible to everyone, especially people our age. Every post, video, and share helps us build a more understanding and supportive community for those affected.
Great. Incredible. I think, again, I can't repeat this enough, how excited I am about this event coming up on November 23rd here at Honesdale High School, right?
Mm-hmm.
And registration starts at 10 and the walk run starts at 11, right?
Yes.
And again, more information is on your Instagram page. What's the name of that Instagram page again, Abby?
Community_awareness and all lowercase.
Okay. And again, you know, look for it around in our neighborhood. It may even be on the school website as well. I'm not sure, but we can probably get it on there, can't we? We have some little connections there. So we have about 5 minutes left. So I want to again, thank you, ladies. But I want to take this time and maybe for the community to know, you know, you're all in the health occupation program here at Homestead High School. And again, that focuses a lot on health and careers in the health field, correct? Mm-hmm. So again, you know, that often can change. And that's what's so wonderful about this program early on in your lives and in high school, so you can make that decision. So let's go around the room and kind of, if you want to share, maybe where you want to go, what year you are in high school, and maybe what your thoughts are going forward. So Olivia.
I'm a junior in high school. I'm not really sure where I want to go to college yet, but I know for sure I want to be a nurse anesthetist when I'm older. Not really sure where I want to go to school yet, but to be decided.
Well, if you're going to stay in Homestead, you could probably get a job at Wayne Memorial Hospital. Again, a little plug there because, you know, that is a great, great field to go into. So, Caitlin, can you tell us about you?
Yes, so I am a junior in high school. I want to go to Penn State, Maine, I'm pretty sure, for my college. And I think I want to be a nurse practitioner. I'm not too positive on that, but I know I want to do something related to that.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, many of our community health centers look for nurse practitioners. And if you go into any of the physician specialty services, we have them at Wayne Memorial Hospital as well. So that's really exciting. And you know, again, Wayne Memorial has certain programs too for nursing where you can kind of move up in your career.
Yeah.
Which is, again, okay, so we have Bridget. What about Bridget?
I am also a junior in high school. I think I'm going to go into radiology, and I'm not really sure what school I want to go into.
Okay. You know, they have different radiology programs, you know, in Scranton. I think Johnson College has some great programs available. And again, we partner with a lot of these universities, too, again, to get your foot in the door and to get some, you know, experience. And then we have Maddie.
I'm a junior in college.
Right? Go ahead.
I'm a junior in high school. I think I want to go to Lackawanna College for abdominal sonography.
Oh, okay. That's a new field I really haven't heard, but that's really interesting, and that's great. How long is that program?
I think it's only 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Which is wonderful. It's a great opportunity to get into the field and, you know, see if you like it and move forward from there. And then we have Abby. What about Abby?
I'm also a junior in high school. I'm not really sure where I want to go to college yet, but I know that I want to be an ultrasound technician. Mm-hmm. And I want to specialize in, like, pregnant moms, like, mm-hmm. and the genders of babies and stuff like that.
Right. And how exciting, right? Because that's a new phase in the age we live in, right? Everyone wants to know the gender of the baby, and how exciting is that to share the news if the parents want to know or not, right? Or put in a little envelope, right? And they bring it to the cake maker or whoever, you know, does that gender reveal. I just had my nephew and his wife do that, and it's very exciting to be part of. So, again, ladies, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Again, Caitlin, what's the date of the event?
November 23rd.
Right. And what time registration starts?
Registration starts at 10 a.m. and the race is at 11.
Okay, and Maddie, the organization that the funds are going to go and benefit?
The Orphan Disease Center.
Right. And the Instagram account, one more time, Abby.
community_awareness, all lowercase.
Great. And Olivia, and it's part of what program at Homestead High School? You're a HOSA?
The HOSA Future Health Professionals
Club. Right, right. And Bridget? Right? Bake sale?
Oh, yes.
Lots of prizes?
Yeah.
Okay. And we want people to come out and support this wonderful, wonderful event. So again, I want to thank you so much for joining the show today. Any last words, ladies?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, my pleasure. And since you're all juniors, I think I'm so excited to see what you're going to do next year, right?
Yes.
So again, this is Carol Kinnear. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us. Again, come out if you can, if you don't want to walk or run, but there's going to be information available just to support these wonderful students, to support this wonderful fundraising event. So again, thank you so much and have a great day.